This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
We open up with that call because you got to hold your breath when stuff like that happens. They're calling it a pelvic contusion as Stephen Curry fell hard on his tailbone yesterday. There was a thud. That call didn't do it justice. You watch the television call, you hear it, the bang on the floor. Should have been a foul call as he got bodied by two Toronto defenders there, but non-call nonetheless. The Raptors get the ball back. They had to do a quick foul. I think it was Guy Santos that did it, so they had to get Curry checked. He was laying on the floor for a few minutes, and you know, Steve Kerr talked about it after the game. He wanted to come back in, you know, and then they decided against it. And we're going to see today. Maybe that was adrenaline. We don't know. They're going to take an MRI, and we'll see any reports that happens. But they're calling it a pelvic contusion, Joe Shasky. As I say, good morning to you. A scary moment yesterday in a big win, though, for the Golden State Warriors.
I don't know. He says he wanted to come back in, or Kerr said he wanted to come back in. Who knows? Like that, we'll find out. I think we all said the same thing. Not goose, not duck, 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 goose, but we were saying something very close to that.
Yeah.
At least that's what I was saying. And we're crossing our fingers. We don't want it to be a fracture or a hairline fracture or anything like that. You know, 2021, Houston, COVID, metal stands that were pulled out. He kind of fell down. It didn't even seem that violent, but because it's metal, he ended up, you know, smacking his tailbone, and it was a big injury. Yeah. And it really, like, hampered his legs and everything and his lower body, and would he miss about 5 games?
Yeah.
Like, if I had to guess, I mean, a minimum a week? could be months.
Right? Exactly.
You know, so who knows? So we're crossing our fingers. All right? That means...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone, You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-hour energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sad. And I know nobody wants to hear this because Curry is the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, whoever you want to put all in one for a lot of people. I think that there is like a silver lining to this. And just hear me out here. Hear me out here. The young guys yesterday played galvanized ball. Pajemski was spectacular.
Impressive win.
Kuminga had moments in this game. And he had moments of frustration, but moments in this game. And Quinn Post.
Yeah.
And then the headliners, the suspendables. Draymond Green is playing the best offensive and defensive basketball, both ends of the floor since 2016.
He had 14 3-point attempts real quick yesterday.
He was incredible.
That is insane.
And it brings me back.
He made five of them.
It brings me back to Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. And I'll tell you this right now. Every single game that Jimmy Butler plays, he's going to be flirting with a triple-double with the Golden State Warriors. His floor game is outstanding. End of the game, you need a stop. The alpha of alphas gets you a stop. At the end of the game, when you needed to kind of slow things down and be methodical and everyone is freaking out about what's going on with Steph Curry.
Yep.
He said, give me the ball. We're going to get big shots. I thought Kuminga hit a big bucket late. And I love the way Jimmy holds the teammates accountable. I do. There's a Tom Brady element to it.
Oh, my God.
I thought he was going to kill Guy Santos on the floor. And you know what? I'm not mad at him. There was a moment where Draymond was going to kill Jonathan Kuminga on the floor. And I say this flippantly. I don't want to. He was so angry with Kuminga on a switch, which is fine. Like, these guys need to be held accountable. That was a win. They lose with Steph going down the way that he did 10 out of 10 times before Jimmy Butler gets here. And I got to credit the suspendables. These two are unbelievable. Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. I felt like they willed this team to a victory. And the difference with Draymond Green, obviously there's the whole decisiveness offensively and him ripping threes from all points on the floor, not just the corner, but the way that these guys are playing alongside of the youngsters. Moody with some contributions defensively. Kuminga with big rebounds. Pajemski early in the game, late in the game, kind of stabilizing things. And Quinton Post, I'm going to die on the Quinton Post hill. I am. Quinton Post has got to play. I was going to lose my mind on Steve Kerr when about 6-7 minutes ago, he yanks Quinton Post for Kevon Looney. I understand why. And then he went to Guy before he went to Kuminga. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Quinton Post is cooking. He's cooking. He's hitting threes all over the place. And he's playing nasty defense. Like, you've got to stay committed to Quinton Post. I know you love Looney. I do too. But in that game where he's got it going, you ride it out until you get to that final five. And, you know, whatever that final five was. Yesterday it was Pajemski. I think it was Moody, Kuminga, Draymond, and Jimmy. And I love that lineup. If that's your final five, fine. You don't need to shoehorn Looney in for a couple of minutes. How clunky did the offense get? And I'm not trying to rip Looney.
No,
matchups matter. Form matters.
That's a young,
Post is cooking.
It's a young, athletic, big Toronto Raptors team. Jakob Poeltl, I thought, was balling in that
game.
I want
Jakob Poeltl.
8-9, 18 points for him, 8 boards. Scotty Barnes was doing his thing. Emmanuel Quickly, he got some shots. He can get to the rim. I know you think he's empty calories, but he had a good game overall. I thought Jamal Shedd off the bench. I mean, Jimmy Butler blocked him late. I thought he was key for them as well in Toronto. That was a scrappy game.
Poor
and a scrappy
man's
team.
Fred VanVleet.
Right. Not bad. Not bad. Fred VanVleet is a big shots, though. I mean, we all
barrel chested.
Exactly. But I'll give you that. But this is the recipe for me. And we talked about it yesterday, Joe Shasky, in the last hour of the show. I was like, can we trust these young guys come playoff time? That's going to be the key, right? It's going to be the Pajemskis of the world making big shots. It's going to be the Kamingas of the world making big shots. It's going to be Quentin Post making big shots. We know what we're going to get. I know what I'm going to get with Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Stephen Curry. Knock on wood, Steph's injury isn't going to be lingering that much. I know we're going to get with those three championship type of players. But Pajemski knocking open threes early in that game and building confidence. Quentin Post, whenever he just attempts a three, I think it's going in now. Which is incredible considering he's a rookie that was thought to be an afterthought just a couple months ago. We had Anthony Slater on our station saying he's 2 years away. 2 years away.
He's a flamethrower.
And now he's 2 months away from being on a deep playoff run potentially and being a focal point of an offense in a big that desperately needs it. Jonathan Kuminga, yeah, it was a mixed bag yesterday. He was 1 of 5 from beyond the arc, 7 of 15 overall. He had a couple of assists. He had a couple of steals. I thought he was active. I thought that was one of his better games. And he had a big bucket late in that game.
Big rebounds.
Like, he was making some clutch plays late in that game, which, again, they're going to need come playoff time. And if Stephen Curry is going to miss some time coming up here, they're desperately going to need a Jonathan Kuminga, even though, again, this is kind of a soft part of the schedule. If Steph is going to miss some time, you know, you got the Hawks, you got the Heat, Pelicans, Spurs. I'm not here to say it's all sugarcoating. Hopefully Steph doesn't miss any time, right? But you're going on this road trip, and it's not exactly world beaters you're going to be playing going forward. But overall, just a huge win.
It's a monster win.
To wrap up a homestand at 6-1, what did I say, Joe Shasky, when it started?
You called it.
Anything less than 6-1?
You called it.
Not good enough. They went 6-1 on this homestand. Huge. And now?
And the T-Wolves lost.
The T-Wolves lost, and just the Jimmy Butler era, man. They don't lose. Two times they've lost. Was it 16-2 now? 16-2 in the Jimmy Butler era.
And you're a game and a half up on the Clippers.
Clippers have won 4 in a row.
6-7 spot. Like, you're sitting pretty right now. You got to just keep going. Look, there are things in life that happen, and there are unintended consequences, right? You can call them silver linings, whatever. Like, no one wants Steph out, right? But the reality is, if you've watched the last 2 weeks, although he has moments of brilliance, there are times where they are a little too Steph-reliant, and I think that some of the younger players can help contribute more. And I think the unintended consequence, or the silver liner, however you want to put it.
Blessing in disguise.
Fine.
You want to say that?
That's fine. I'll categorize it however you want. Kuminga needs to get his footing if they want to go anywhere. We can nitpick Kuminga's game all we want, but we would all acknowledge this team is going to need him to contribute and feeling comfortable on both ends of the floor. So without Steph Curry, now Kuminga, however long it is, and we're hoping it's not a season ender. Obviously, that would be terrible.
No, yeah.
But let's say it's a couple weeks.
The fact that he was walking and wanted to get back in tells me that the back injury wasn't that severe, hopefully.
We'll see.
But again, you're running on adrenaline. Like, you're all, exactly. We don't know.
But Kuminga needs to get up to speed, all right? And he's playing a little better right now. Quinn Post needs to play, period. And I think if you're going to be forced to play some more clunkier lineups, you're going to have to find shooting somewhere, and he provides that, and spacing. And I think he opens the floor up for others. Draymond Green, when he's assertive in shooting, he hits shots from the corner, he hits shots from the top of the key, he hits shots from the elbow extended.
He attempted 14 three-pointers.
I'm not mad at it.
When's the last time he ever did that? Can we get on that, please, in the back? When's the last time he attempted 14 three-point shots?
When he hits a second half three, not a first half three, a second half three, it's like Popeye getting his spinach.
Oh.
He did one where he like pointed the finger and went like that up on somebody. I don't even know what he was doing. He almost like blacks out after he hits a shot, but there's a version of him that becomes even more tenacious defensively. He made a play like a free safety yesterday on a transition bucket that was unbelievable. I mean, it reminded me of the Richard Sherman play up in Seattle against Michael Crabtree, because he was like up in the air. He missed on the
offensive end that he came all the way back and made a huge play. Fitz was going nuts on the broadcast.
Draymond is playing, I'm telling you, the best both ends basketball for the last month and a half since 2016. It's inarguable. I don't care what anyone. He's maybe played better stretches of just defense, not offense. He was carrying you. Then Jimmy Butler was just an unbelievable. He had rebounds down straight late. He was methodical. They didn't turn it over recklessly. They got shots. Now, they missed some shots. They weren't the greatest, but they get good looks in the half court. more times than not when they run the offense through Jimmy. And I think that Jimmy needs to be the anchor, whether Steph's on the floor or not. This isn't controversial. I'm being real here. Steph can carry you for long stretches, and there's going to be games where he's going to get the ball down the stretch. But I think it's a blessing in disguise that Jimmy gets to kind of acclimate himself and get the others involved. They play smarter, better basketball in the half court with 4 minutes to go when Jimmy is the protagonist, if you will, the guy who's setting things up, the playmaker. Doesn't mean he's taking the shots, but he's setting things up for you. You got great looks. Moses Moody's looking good lately. Podziemski's playing well. They're firing on all cylinders, and I think of all the things, like, yes, Steph being out, it's not the end of the world. I think it could be good for the collective of this team right now.
And we'll find out on this road trip because, again, it's not exactly world beaters. You're going to be playing starting tomorrow against the Atlanta Hawks. And then, obviously, the Jimmy Butler revenge factor going to Miami on Tuesday. Got the Pelicans, your Pelicans, next Friday. Zion on them boys in the Islands. And then you wrap it up next Sunday in San Antonio against the Victor Wembanyama-less, Greg Popovich-less, and De'Aaron Fox-less San Antonio Spurs. 888-957-9570. Shout out to all of those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, I could have gone for some Laughing Monk, some of the brewskis after the game last night. It was crazy. And my power went out in the fourth quarter, so that was nice. So I had to just follow along on my phone.
No way. Was,
yeah, just my apartment complex. It just crapped out for a little bit. That was nice.
Oh,
it wasn't even
goodness.
Like raining or like anything. I was like, what happened?
That game at the end, the final however many minutes, rage that I saw from Butler and Draymond Green, it was incredible. It was like Avengers. It was the Justice League. It was all those things wrapped into one.
It was everything everywhere all at once.
Incredible. It was Swiss Family Robinson at the end.
Swiss Family Robinson.
It was everything
that
you could. It was the cavalry showing up and being ready to roll. It was unreal. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, those two, they were born to play together.
It was the Dudley boys getting the tables.
100%.
Right? Power bombing people through them.
Joe, watching the two of them, they're on the same page. First off, their tolerance level for mistakes, certain mistakes, is very thin. And
well, they demand,
I think it's not a bad thing. No, holding young players accountable isn't the
excellence.
Worst thing.
They demand excellence. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but that is what you brought in with Jimmy Butler, and I said it then, and I'll say it now. He brings a different mindset and mentality to this team that no other player at the deadline could have brought. Not Kevin Durant.
No, you're right.
Not the Zach LaVines, not any of those guys. Not the Cam Johnsons. Like, please. None of them bring the mentality and that bulldog mentality of one James Butler III. Yeah, he's a little quirky. Yeah, he's going to piss you off sometimes. Yeah, he might. You know what? It might all blow up in a year and a half. But right now, it is just what the doctor ordered. This team is rallying around Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler's loving every single second of it. I see him and Buddy Hield just becoming like the stepbrothers. Like, those guys are laughing and having a good time,
Buddy
poking fun at each other.
Late.
You know what?
Huge freak
goes. You know what?
Late.
He didn't shoot the ball great, but I look at the box score at the end of it. 8 points, 4 assists, being active there, being
Buddy
a willing passer,
game.
5 boards. And again, to your point, get into the line.
Late,
exactly.
They, you know, like, that guy hit that bank three and he hit free throws late. Like, Buddy Hield.
Two off big offensive rebounds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Buddy Hield is playing good. Look, all these people, like, I'm the biggest Steph fan in the world, but we also have to acknowledge, if the Warriors really want to go somewhere deep this year, they need the others humming.
Oh, well,
right?
That's why the only thing that I would be skeptical on, I brought it up to you yesterday, I was like, am I going to be able to trust in a big, multiple series, I'm talking about Joe Shasky.
Yeah.
Can a Quentin Post be stepping up? Can a Jonathan Kuminga be stepping up? Can a Brandon Podziemski? Can a Moses Moody? These are a lot of young guys that are going to be asked to do a lot of crazy things against a very deep Western Conference. And yeah, I still do have my concerns somewhat about that because you beat a Raptors team, let's face it, they're 24-46. But they're going to have a huge opportunity to draw in a lot of the fans if, again, big if Steph is going to miss some time. Like, this is a prime opportunity for some of these players. Again, we're waiting to see what happened with Stephen Curry. For just joining us right now, they're calling it a pelvic contusion. He took a hard fall yesterday in a win over the Toronto Raptors with a couple minutes left to go in the third quarter. He missed the entire fourth quarter. Apparently, according to Steve Kerr, Steph wanted to come back in. They said no. We're going to see how he is today. They're going to do an MRI. So we're all hoping Steph's going to be okay, but it doesn't look like it's, again, I'm hoping it's nothing too serious, the fact that he wanted to come in there.
One of the big knocks on this team the last couple of years is they're just too soft. And Draymond's the only real true enforcer.
Yeah.
And I'm watching right now, and like they're taking on Jimmy's identity. And I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I look, again, I know there's all these Steph fans like, Steph's got to have the ball in his hands to end the game and everything falls to Steph. No, I disagree. Like, I think right now, Jimmy being your lead dog and this team taking on more of his identity is exactly what needed to happen. I don't want passive Jimmy at the end of the games. Yesterday, they got what I was expecting you were going to get from Chris Paul in terms of setting up your team with 5 minutes to go. Jimmy is actually better at getting to his spots on the floor, getting others clean looks. Pajemski had clean looks. Moody had clean looks. Quentin Post had clean looks. Like, even JK had one-on-ones with the ability to drive. Jimmy gets to his spots. I'm telling you, man, this team needs to continue to take on his identity. And then I'll take it a step further. When I look at Quentin Post and Pajemski, and you're asking about who's ready, the youngsters, those guys aren't shying away from the moment. Quentin Post is telling the crowd, get fired up. Let's go. And I was like, let's go, QP. Let's go. This young man is not afraid of the moment. He needs to play more. Pajemski, for all the things he drives everyone crazy for, you got to give it to him. The kid is fearless, and he was hitting buckets. And if he's going to be, like, when he came out, I thought he would be more of a shooter. I really did. We know he can play make. We know he can dribble. We know he can hustle. But if he's knocking down shots early in the game and he's decisive, what an element that brings to the table. Because he's giving me all this extra glue guy stuff. If he can hit a couple shots, I think it opens everything up. Moody's going to find his shot. The shot hasn't been around lately, but he's making little winning plays. JK's going to come around. I thought JK had multiple big winning plays down the stretch. Did he have moments of clunkiness? Did he shoot a few too many threes for my liking? Yeah, but we're throwing him grenades. And what I call grenades are, hey, it's the end of the shot clock. Hey, we have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Joe, here's a grenade. Boom. Shoot it.
Yeah.
Right? Like those, I know you're going to look at the box score and say, JK shouldn't be shooting threes. I'm telling you, watch the flow of the 24-second clock. He's getting the ball late in the shot clock saying, bail us out. It will all come into play. And I think Jimmy and Butler need to play more overlapping minutes. And also, Dre and Jimmy need to ride Kuminga. You saw yesterday, Jimmy Butler was like, throw me the ball.
Yep.
Throw me the ball. And Kuminga didn't throw him the ball. You throw it to Jimmy, you're going to get it back.
Yeah.
That's part of the learning experience of playing with them. But he's only been back a couple games. We're going to need Kuminga to take a step forward. And with Steph out, I think he can do it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.